Good morning. Weak disturbances in the mid-levels of the atmosphere passing through are ringing out scattered flurries and snow showers across parts of interior New York and New England. Otherwise, we're looking at mostly cloudy skies and temperatures that are much higher than where we started the day yesterday. Still on the cold side, with just about everyone starting in the teens early on this Wednesday morning. We'll continue to see the cloud cover persist into the day today with additional disturbances passing through. These disturbances could touch off a few more flurries and snow showers, some of which could dust the ground in spots, especially across the higher terrain. And the overall cloud cover will prevent temperatures from climbing too much, but it looks like we will reach into the middle and upper 20s on average by the end of the day. Skies will clear out tonight, and with light winds and that persistent snowpack, temperatures will plummet again. In many cases, we'll go down to 0 or 10 below, but readings in sheltered valleys could go as low as 20 below, especially in the Adirondacks and Green Mountains. Some places in the Hudson Valley across into southern New England will stay above 0, but only by a few degrees. So a cold start tomorrow morning, high pressure overhead will bring us brilliant sunshine and a nice blue sky for Thursday. Although temperatures will struggle to get back through the teens, we'll probably settle into the lower to mid-20s for afternoon highs once again, about 15 degrees below average. Then we start a milder trend. Heading into the day on Friday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and a southerly wind flow, pushing temperatures past freezing and well into the 30s, even close to 40 in some spots. A few weak disturbances will pass through over the weekend. Out ahead of that disturbance on Saturday, a few flurries and snow showers, but 41 in the afternoon. And then behind the disturbance, a few snow showers on Sunday as we dip back down toward 32. On Monday and Tuesday of next week, additional weak disturbances will keep some clouds and flurries and snow showers in the forecast. However, temperatures will be back up into the middle and upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued for parts of the Midwest, including Chicago. Bands of light to moderate snow will fall for a time, dusting the ground up to 2 to 3 inches in most places, with localized amounts of up to 4 inches. Call ahead if you have travel plans through Chicago, as there could be delays. And flood watches have been issued for parts of the Pacific Northwest and Northern Rockies. Moderate to heavy rain and melting snow are expected to cause rises to many area rivers and small streams. This could lead to some stormwater flooding, as well as mudslides or debris flows. Frozen soils across the area will also result in poor water infiltration that will likely increase the potential for flooding, especially for urban and low-lying areas. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Freeport in the Bahamas at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Lamezia Terme in Italy at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/8 of a mile visibility with fog and 6 below 0 with a west wind at 23 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 24 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 18 degrees, the dew point 11, 74% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Fort Myers and Punta Gorda, both in Florida, to a low of 27 below zero at Canaan and Sutton, both in Vermont. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-30s, Boston cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, high temperature in Albany yesterday, 23 degrees, the low 1, the average temperature 12, that's 18 degrees below normal. A trace of snowfall yesterday, that's also it for the month, which is 1.8 inches below normal. And 65.2 inches for the season, which is 16.9 inches of snow above normal. There were 53 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 194 now for the month, and 5,311 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 22. The record high, 71, set in 1964, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1948. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 5:50 p.m., 11 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today, highs in the lower 20s, though staying in the teens across the mountains. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below, but as low as 20 below in sheltered valleys. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight, 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower 20s. Clear and frigid tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with a few flurries or snow showers today and highs in the upper 20s. Clear and very cold tonight with lows near zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-20s. Clear and frigid tonight with lows 5 above to 5 below. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunny but cold, lower to mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Friday, upper 30s. Mostly cloudy, a few snow showers Saturday, lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds on Sunday with a few snow showers back to the lower 30s. And mid to upper 30s with mostly cloudy skies and a chance of snow showers for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.